It's always great hearing from your fans, even when they want you to shut up. I got a lot of nasty tweets and emails this weekend in response to my piece about surrendering to Apple, Samsung, and Google, and just admitting that perhaps it's best to just upgrade every year. I mean, the new phones are so good, you'll pay about $500 a year to swap them out if you resell the latest version. For the new iPhone 12, I get a markedly improved camera, a screen said to be less susceptible to cracking, spiffier processor, and all in all, a sweeter design. I think it's worth $500 a year to get the latest and greatest, even in a pandemic, but you know, it's all relative and it's about your priorities. Others didn't exactly agree with me. Here's an email from an unsigned fan. Quote, "Wake up to your surroundings, Graham. Are you happy writing terrible articles with no basis? People are laughing at you. They make fun of your work because it's soulless and inconsequential." It's amazing how people can get upset over an article, huh? Another respondent, quote, "Do you really believe what you wrote? I never send emails to columnists, but this annoyed me enough to look up your contact information. The article had no basis in reality." Okay, your basic troll insults. The one point that did come through for many, however, was that I was advocating something that harmed the environment. Quote, "Your justification for why you need to upgrade a $1,000 plus phone every year is environmentally and financially harmful and ignorant," said one. Said another, "Well, yeah, of course it's better for the industry and the economy to force people to buy a new phone every year. Who cares about how wasteful that is or how most people can't afford to choose to do something like that?" Unquote. So let me respond. I never suggested tossing the phones away, never, but instead to trade or sell them to let others use the phones. There are many sites that buy back phones for cash, like Declutter and Gazelle, and Apple and the wireless carriers offer trade-in value on new purchases. In both instances, the phones get refurbished and used again, usually in developing countries. What about longevity? Aren't the phones built to last? Of course. There's no reason you couldn't keep using a phone from 3 or 4 years ago, maybe even older. It'll do okay. I like the new advancements and features. You may not care, and that's fine. But there are situations where your old phone may be cracked, the battery may be falling apart, you can't charge it as well as you used to, and websites won't load because time has moved on and new software won't work with them anymore. Case in point, I spoke to someone complaining that her Zoom sessions kept breaking and the sound quality was poor. And this came from a teacher who uses her phone professionally to tutor students during a pandemic on an iPhone 6 from 2014. Priorities, everyone. Love me or hate me, I still want to hear from you. I love feedback. Look for me on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. I'll be back at you tomorrow, I promise, with another quick hit from the world of tech.